Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Condoleezza Rice. Condoleezza Rice is a lying shill for her terrorist masters. We're going to go back into the evidence, the bald-faced public lie she's telling, and how this so-called commission is a complete and total fraud, a thespian, Shakespearean, stage-managed theatrical display. So that's coming up. We'll get into the wholesale carnage, our dead and dying troops, the bloodthirsty neocons calling for killing everyone in Fallujah, Nazi tactics, photos of piles of dead children, buildings indiscriminately blown to bits, which will only cause more resistance, by the way. And don't worry, all you neocons out there that love this, you're going to get drafted and get to go over there and breathe the depleted uranium and be a good little slave. So that's coming up. Chicago's going to put microphones up all over the city, as they've already done in many other cities. Just massive corruption, prior knowledge of 9/11 just pouring out, but never in our newspapers. It is all coming up, and of course your calls at 800-259-9231. I haven't even given the number out. We've had loaded phones, but 800-259-9231. And I rarely do this, but in about 28 minutes, I'm going to re-air a half-hour interview I did yesterday, because a lot of you missed it in the first hour, concerning Applied Digital's plans for a global ID system where you have to have a chip in your body. It's going to start with government workers, police officers, and then gun owners. This is their plan, and a lot of key revelations came out. Much of this we already had in the mainstream news, but a piece here, a piece there. This was all in one big, disgusting interview. So that's coming up here in, again, about 28 minutes. Right now, let's go back to the calls. It's going to be a jam-packed second hour, so stay with us. Let's go ahead and talk to Charles. Oh, Paula, I forgot. Paula called and wanted to know where I read this quote from yesterday. This was in the Toronto Star, and it was quoting Barbara Bush, George Herbert Walker's wife, the brood mother of the Fabulous Five felons. Humanity is first casualty of war. Why should we hear about body bags and deaths and how many? What day it's going to happen? It's not relevant. So why should I waste my beautiful mind on something like that? And then, of course, Bush Sr. says, bring it on. And then when people criticize his son, the president, Bush Sr. says, starts crying on TV and says, don't talk bad about my son. It's mean. You shouldn't be allowed to do it. Colin Powell yesterday was threatening different government officials, like Ted Kennedy, that he better watch himself. Ted Kennedy's part of the shill game. Bush Sr. just gave him a Lifetime Achievement Award. That's all left-right theater. But to answer your question, that was ABC News, Good Morning America, when she said that. And that was reported on Toronto Star. Let's go ahead and go to Charles in Louisiana. Charles, go ahead.
How you doing, my friend?
Fine.
Our people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. These soldiers in Iraq killing these children, which I've seen pictures of them on Louisiana Public Network. We're going to have to answer for everything they're doing.
You know, it's horrible when these children die, and it's horrible when the mercenaries get strung up, but a lot of people see these pictures and say, good, kill more children.
Yeah, well, that's why my people die for lack of knowledge. But I'm going to tell you something. We can people, and I hate to say this, and don't get mad at me, but we get what we deserve for letting this evil rule over us. We should all stand up and do something, if it's anything. Right now, I'm putting out the Fourth Amendment on just paper, and I'm putting them on windshields, letting people know.
Yeah, for those that don't know, the Fourth Amendment, 2 weeks ago, publicly thrown out by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals.
Yes. Well, I'm putting it on windshields and Walmart and grocery stores. I'm running off about 100 copies at a time, just the Fourth Amendment. And I'm just trying to get the people to wake up. They do have rights. They're not slaves, like you say. And, I want the people to be proud again. I want the people to have...
I'll tell you what, stay there. I'll let you finish up when we get back. Everybody stay there.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you place them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The norm in history is governments thinking that they own the population. The norm is enslavement. America was different. America is America because we have a Bill of Rights. We were a free country, at least more than others, because the government works for the people. I read about a story just a few days ago where police shot at somebody driving away who was unarmed at a traffic stop. This morning I'm listening to the news, and police shot 23 shots into the back of a car with one woman, two children, and the husband at a traffic stop. They've been suspended. They should be indicted. Where does this hateful, bloodthirsty attitude come from? Why are the television dramas promoting torture and wickedness and an end of freedoms? Why are so many people buying it? I'm going to get into Condoleezza Rice in a second and all of her lies. Let's finish up with Charles real quick. Charles, we need Operation American Freedom.
Yes.
You know, the government's turning us into Iraq with Saddam-like laws where you put a little sign in your yard saying our court system's a joke, and a judge orders you arrested, or where the Fifth Circuit throws out the Fourth Amendment, or the Supreme Court throws out the Fifth Amendment. I mean, this is all coming down on us, and you say you're printing up the Fourth Amendment on hundreds of pieces of paper and just laying them out at grocery stores and other public areas.
I'm putting them on the windshields of automobiles when people get in their cars there. But anyway, they're going to be doing this to our children one day, and it's probably going to be soon. It's probably going to be soon. I'm not trying to be ugly, but people better start with... They're awoke. They're just scared to do anything. They're really scared to do anything.
A lot of people aren't awake, but there's also that illusion that the mainstream media gives us that people aren't awake and people don't care and that we all love the tyranny. But in reality, we don't.
Oh.
Hey, it's been a few weeks since they got rid of the Fourth Amendment in your state, but it has national implications. What are people saying about it?
Well, they talk, and, you know, they want to... give it this thing. They mentioned, you know, this ain't right, how much freedom we're going to lose. And I told them we don't have to lose any freedom.
And by the way, they say it's not terror-related. It's for everybody. And you heard the earlier caller, and I do have that report.
Yeah.
The Matrix system with the NSA locally, is it going to be used for terror? It's going to be used for IRS. It's going to be used for misdemeanors. They're going to watch all of us. This is freedom. Thanks for the call. All right, more of your calls coming up and a bunch of news about the war in Iraq and, of course, the plan to forcibly implant you and your family with microchips. But I wanted to go back over this because I wrote this article this morning in about 20 minutes. It's filled with hyperlinks. It's on Infowars.com. Everybody needs to see this. Condoleezza Rice is a lying shill for her terrorist masters concerning her liefying this morning. Condoleezza Rice and the 9/11 Whitewash Commission are putting on a huge theatrical display. I have made two documentary films covering September 11th and have written a book on the subject. I have interviewed dozens of government officials and have been continually researching the CIA-Al-Qaeda connection even prior to 9/11. I can say unequivocally that Condoleezza Rice is a congenital liar. Remember, this is the woman who got up on national television and told the world that no one in the White House or in the intelligence complex had ever heard of a terrorist plans to crash planes into buildings. As a radio broadcaster, I had seen at least 50 mainstream media reports in 6 years leading up to 9/11 reporting on the fact that Islamic terror groups were planning to fly aircraft into U.S., British, French, Israeli, and Egyptian landmarks. Her lie was so blatant that even the dumbed-down general public saw right through it. She later had to admit that she was wrong. That's why she's a big fat liar. But it wasn't just her. It was the whole beady-eyed administration crowing like a bunch of roosters that no one in the world had ever heard of such a plan. This was despite the fact that in November of 2000, the Pentagon ran a drill in which terrorists flew a plane into the Pentagon. Now Rice has the sickening aplomb to go on national television and claim that the first major national security policy directive of the administration was not Russia, not missile defense, not Iraq, but the elimination of Al-Qaeda. What she said this morning, to destroy Al-Qaeda. This would have me rolling on the floor if so many people hadn't died on September 11th. The truth is public knowledge, but it has been buried in the back of hundreds of newspapers in the U.S. and across the world. Bush ordered the FBI not to stop Al-Qaeda, we have links to that, and to have terrorist funding organizations, to leave terrorist funding organizations alone in the U.S. He threatened to arrest FBI agents that continued to investigate Al-Qaeda, Hamas, and others. Bill Clinton told three separate countries that he didn't want them to arrest Al-Qaeda. He also ordered the FBI to stop investigating them, while at the same time refusing to even take receipt from foreign countries of thousands of pages of documents detailing Al-Qaeda operations, i.e. CIA operations. The truth be known, Al-Qaeda is a military-industrial complex creation. It is a wholly manufactured threat to be used to scare Americans and people of the world into submission. The 9/11 Commission is a joke. Chairman Keane is in business with Bin Laden's brother-in-law. Almost every member of the commission and top staffers were involved in the 9/11 cover-up prior to the commission being formed. Don't forget that the first so-called independent head of the commission was going to be Dr. Henry Kissinger, the known war criminal. When that backfired on the globalists, they simply got lesser-known thespians or actors to carry out their Shakespearean WWF fake wrestling. If this were a real commission, they would be asking Condoleezza Rice why the White House called Mayor Willie Brown of San Francisco on the night of September 10th and warned him not to fly to New York on the morning of September 11th. They would ask Dr. Rice why her boss, George Bush, ordered her to allow 144 members of the Bin Laden family to be picked up by three separate flights and flown out of the country on the night of September 11th when all other commercial air traffic was grounded. The Kangaroo Commission would ask her to explain why the CIA was running a major drill out of D.C. at 8:30 a.m. on September 11th, simulating hijacked planes being flown into landmarks in New York and D.C. They would ask her why NORAD stood down for over an hour for the first time in U.S. history. Of course, the commission in secret session talked to FBI translator Sybil Edmonds, who told them in specific detail how she was ordered to falsify records in order to cover up evidence of specific warnings about 9/11 of planes by Al-Qaeda to fly planes into skyscrapers in U.S. cities. She also talked about how John Ashcroft offered to bribe her with a better job to keep her quiet and threatened to arrest her if she didn't shut up. He also had her followed. Now the commission has never said one word about these incredible revelations in all the countless press conferences and TV news shows they've been on. See, they're part of the cover-up. My friends, there are over 600 smoking guns, not just the four I've mentioned above. These smoking guns are in my documentary films, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, The Masters of Terror, and my book, 9/11, Descent into Tyranny, as well as in my book published by Infowars.com, Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, again by Paul Watson. Below is a link to the Prison Planet 9/11 archive. It is one of the most extensive in existence. I suggest that you spend time looking at these four particular subsections to understand how the truth is hiding in plain sight. Like Bush orders FBI not to stop Al-Qaeda. W199I, FBI hindered Al-Qaeda investigation. Dozens of mainstream articles there. Clinton administration protecting the terrorists. Dozens of articles. Carlyle Group and the Bush Bin Laden connection. Dozens of articles. Bin Laden, the CIA asset. Dozens of articles. I didn't mean to go so quick through that, but I wanted to get Jim Shepard on to try to get you guys to protect yourselves from the poison that's getting into the water. The MBTE, the chloride, the chlorine, the fluoride, all the Prozac and Ritalin. Jim, good to have you on the show.
Always a pleasure. Say, Alex, all this stuff is so interesting. Why do you think that they are going through this charade? Why not just bury it and go on?
They have to, because they know a lot of people are aware of it, so they have to act like we've still got a government, and so they have to bring it out, have a fake trial, and say, no, the experts have found that, you know, that Lee Harvey McVeigh acted alone. The experts have found that the government loves you. And also, some witnesses inside the government think the commission's good. They go to the commission, and the commission finds out what people know.
Interesting. Well, I tell you, Alex, I don't know where you get all this information, but every time unfortunately, I don't get to listen to you like a lot of listeners do, because I've got things going on. But whenever I'm on the phone waiting for you to some of the information that you bring out is just absolutely incredible to me.
Well, unfortunately, it's all documented. Jim, what are the special for the top-of-the-line water filters that people have absolutely got to get?
Okay. And, folks, this is important because, you know, even if this insight is absolutely correct and that there's a lot of charades going on, look, if the charade affects you, it's the same as if it was an accident. I mean,
hey, the terror attacks are real, whether it's the Easter Bunny or the CIA.
Right. And we have a couple specials here, and we're going to add a new mix to the special. We have a new CD-ROM book that we're going to start offering. It's called Prudent Places USA. Folks, this is gives you hard-to-find information. You can find everything from during an emergency, where are water supplies available, if you're evacuating a city, which bridges are in disrepair that might not be a good idea to go over, how long it takes to evacuate various cities from FEMA studies. Just very important information, where jobs are going to, how much the average person makes.
Over 500 color maps.
500 detailed colored maps that in detail show the 3,000 counties in the United States.
And how do people get a copy of that?
Okay, you can order that on, go to BerkeyWater.com. That's a $30 CD book. It has interactive parameters that you can set to find out the information that you want to know. We're going to offer that free with the Berkey Light, and the Berkey Light is $199. It doesn't have the lights on it. If you want the emergency lights, that's $259. These water filters are true purifiers. It has not been demonstrated that bacteria can get through the filter.
Hey, I tell you what, Jim, do a few more minutes with us on the other side, and then in this next segment, I'll get into some more of the war news. Then I'm going to re-air this interview with the implantable microchips. This is very important. Then back to your calls and more news. I don't mean to go so fast here. There's just so much I want to get to. And I want to get back into Condoleezza Rice and just the incredible lying, not just by her, but by this phony commission. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey replacement elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey replacement elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Urgent message. Effective April 14, 2004, heavy fines and penalties will be imposed for all persons and entities who are not in compliance with HIPAA. HIPAA is a federal law designed to protect all patients' private health information. It impacts over 30 million health professionals, but will also impact professionals outside of the medical field. This year, Health and Human Services has developed a program to reward those who report violators of HIPAA. There are thousands of violations currently, and the numbers are growing. Who needs to be HIPAA compliant and certified? The solution lies with a cutting-edge company that is redefining HIPAA training. Come see why this company is becoming the industry's leader in HIPAA education. Visit us at yourhipaacert.com or call us at 720-312-0709. Again, that's yourhipaacert.com or call us at 720-312-0709. Act now before action is taken against you. Don't think it affects you. If your company provides insurance through its employees, it does. Call today, 720-312-0709.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Time, back from 9 to midnight, I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thanks for joining us. We talk about real issues, real conservatism, defending this republic from the socialists and their neocon buddies. We're against the New World Order. The New World Order is out in the open. And those that deny its existence, they are the kooks. Jim Shepherd, you got this Prudent Places CD. I'm really impressed with it. You've also got the Sheltering in Place video put on by a U.S. government advisor on nuclear, chemical, biological, with a housewife carrying it out, how to prepare your home, how to shelter in place. You can get either one of those free when you get a Berkey light system, top quality gravity filter. Best you can get, folks, for the price. You get one of those free if you get the $199. If you get the system with the lights, don't you get Both of them, Jim?
Both of them free. That's correct.
So that's,
and
really,
that's a $60
you can't buy a
value.
Filter, you can't buy a gravity filter of this quality for any less than $280 at a camping supply store. These are the highest quality, made in America systems, and you get the two free units, and it supports this show. Give them a call at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and link through on the shopping cart for some other specials as well. Anything else, Jim?
No, just keep up the good work. And I understand that you're going to be on with George Norrie coming up. I'm looking forward to hearing that.
Well, that's right, Jim. I'm gonna be, I think, back on that show for 4 hours, April 22nd. So good to hear from you, Jim. Take care. All right. Now, for all the callers that are holding, I'm going to get to you. But this interview is coming up because I've had so many requests to re-air it. I never have a show one day and then re-air it the next day, but it's a 30-minute interview with this Applied Digital Franchise Implantation Center. And he talks about how the CEO of Applied Digital said, oh, yeah, everybody in the world's going to have this for an ID. You're going to have a chip to own a gun. And I played along with him. I was real friendly with him and got more out of him than when I normally have these people on. But a lot of what he talked about, I've already seen in the news, a piece here, a piece there. He talked about Italy preparing to implant all their government workers with a chip, our military, all of it. This is a very important interview that's coming up. So right after it's over, we'll go straight to your calls and then back into all the news. I know we got loaded phone lines, so just stay with us. And then I want to get back into Condoleezza Rice because, again, the lies are bold-faced in public, but these people are very bold. It's like when Rumsfeld got up on Face the Nation and said, I never said the threat was imminent. And so they showed all these quotes of where he'd said it. I mean, all we've got to do is have memories here. And what we do is we save all these news articles year after year on the website so we're able to show their lies in progression. I mean, Bush said he never said there were weapons of mass destruction. How many times did you see him say that? And I hear lying neocon, bloodthirsty neocons on the radio saying that they're still mobile weapons trucks. They're still mass graves. All of that was a lie, and they knew it day one. And they're still telling the lies. They are what you would call the liberals for big government, for gun control, for open borders. And I'm sick of them. Because if the conservatives of this country knew what was happening, we could save America. We could save our troops and leave the poor, pathetic Iraqi people alone. Instead, our troops are breathing depleted uranium, they're being having their health care cut, they're being treated like total trash. And then these draft-dodging, AWOL chicken hawks sit up there and say, bring them on, and laugh at the troops' family members and say, get over it. And Barbara Bush says, why should I worry about the body bags? Why should I waste my beautiful mind on something like that? I mean, this is Marie Antoinette. Let them eat cake before they storm the Bastille. These people are on power trips. I'm looking at photos of piles of dead Iraqi children. Our government's indiscriminately blowing up whole sections of towns. And you fools calling to talk radio and go, kill them, nuke the whole city, nuke them, nuke them, nuke them. All the innocent people that weren't involved in that, you want to kill children? Well, we got to get tough. Well, then I guess the Nazis were good then because that's the exact type of stuff they did. That's exactly what they do. You killed an officer, you killed an SS man, they'd sit there and shell a whole town. They'd round people up and put them inside a barn and burn them up. And that's exactly what our government's doing. And what's happened to America? What happened to people that were loved worldwide and were the good guys and didn't abuse prisoners? Even the Revolutionary War, we were known for that, while the Redcoats tortured us. And by the way, the Redcoats lost. It backfired on them. That's what created all the resistance. Most people were Tories until the abuses. But the globalists aren't stupid. The London Guardian even admits this is a plan to make America look bad so the UN can come in as the good cop in June. This is a cynical staged event to make America look bad. And we've walked into this trap, and you stupid neocons have played right into the socialist hands. You better get more sophisticated and start waking up to these grease balls.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com. It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Talking about the global move to making an implantable radio frequency identification microchip to be the global identification system. And I talked about how it's something we'll first see in VIP circles. And we are honored to be joined by Conrad Chase, the director of the Baja Beach Disco Bars that's in several European countries, and then it's the top of the line a club system, and he's been implanted with the VeriChip radio frequency identification system. He was implanted on the national television show called Big Brother over there, and now the VIPs of the bar, those that went into the VIP room, will have it. And joining us from Madrid, Spain, is Conrad Chase, who happens to be an American.
Conrad,
good to have you on the show.
Good to be here. In Barcelona, Spain, actually.
Okay, I apologize.
No, it's probably our fault. My secretary probably screwed up with that.
No, I'm sure it's our fault. But they're in Barcelona,
correct.
Spain. Tell us a little bit about your club first.
Excellent. Well, we are the Baja Beach Club. We are actually the European affiliate of the Baja Beach Club. There are several Baja Beach Clubs in America, the headquarters based in Chicago. We have been up and running over here for 7 successful years. We basically have the beach atmosphere inside a discotheque.
And at the same time, there's also some other Baja Beach clubs in Europe, correct?
Yes, we also have two up in England and one in Rotterdam, Holland.
Now, you yourself have been implanted. Can you tell us about that?
I have, yes. I have the VeriChip, VipChip in my arm. It is a radio frequency ID tag. It's a micro transmitter. It only transmits when the reader is in the vicinity, and the reader has to charge the chip before it to actually transmit its identifying signal. So you cannot be localized all over the world via satellite, as some people may fear.
Okay. Now, when you go into the club, why did you decide to start this program at the Barcelona club?
Exactly. Well, we just opened our new VIP lounge here on the 25th. We had the inauguration of our VIP lounge, and I wanted to have something very unique that no other club had, and we were able to achieve that with the VipChip. We are the first club in America that are using it for this application. All kinds of clubs have their version of a VIP card where the customer shows their VIP card and they're allowed whatever perks may be involved with having that card, pre-entrance and whatnot. And I wanted to have something very, very special, so I came across the idea of the VeriChip because I'm a techno fan. And well, the idea is that my customers have the chip implanted. They come in. There's a reader at the door. It greets them, says, good evening, Carlos Sanchez. Welcome to the Baja Beach Club. You are a VIP. You have in your account X amount of dollars, or in this case, we're using the euros system. And you have also we have lockers here where the people can store their preferred bottle of alcohol or liquor. So, for example, you would come in and say, welcome, Carlos. You've got a bottle of Moët Chandon in your locker, and you've got 300 euros in your account. Welcome.
And then it's all automatically deducted according to the chip.
Correct. The customers come in. They purchase whatever drinks they want. They have a great time here. And then at the end of the night, they instead of asking for the bill, they ask to pay their bill. And the waitress comes up with a handheld portable reader. It reads up to 1 meter distance away, reads their identifying tag, and it deducts the amount from their account.
Sir, is this going to be done at the U.S. and British and the club in Holland?
It's definitely going to be done in my club in Holland, and I will be opening soon in Cologne, Germany, another Baja Beach club. And the clubs in Britain are actually a franchise, so I haven't had the opportunity to speak with them yet to find out whether they are interested or not. But I'm quite sure that this concept is really growing, and I'm quite sure that they'll be interested soon.
Can you tell us about your implantation procedure and where that took place? Because that's very interesting.
Sure. Well, we did it actually on a Thursday night at 2 o'clock in the morning while the club was open. And performed it right here in the club, in the VIP lounge. And I had a doctor come to perform the procedure. It can be performed by any licensed nurse who is certified or is trained in...
Yeah, it's very convenient, a one-time deal, very, very easy to get the chip.
It's a simple injection, really, really simple, straightforward. They do use a small a needle to put a small anesthesia in first, and then they put the chip in, and it's not painful at all because of the local anesthetic.
Now, I had read that this was also broadcast on some television there on a show called Big Brother.
Yeah, actually, it wasn't broadcast on Big Brother. What we had was the people from Big Brother came to our club and were going to be chipped. It turned out being that on the night there was a great deal of chaos. The club was just so busy that we wound up not implanting the chip in them that night. They're going to come by next
week. So they're going to videotape it later for the show?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, that'll be, that would kind of fit with the show, I guess. Now, you had told my producer that FN Herzl, a big manufacturer of firearms, is moving ahead with a chip for the hand to access your firearm.
Yes, Alex, that's very interesting what they're doing. It's really a great idea because the policemen that will be using it, they will have the chip implanted in their firing hand, right in the between the thumb and forefinger, and that will actually they will provide a means of allowing the pistol to function. If somebody were to steal the pistol from them, it does them no good. It cannot fire unless you've got the proper chip in the hand.
Well, there's a move here in the U.S. to make all the gun manufacturers put RFID in the gun. Then you wear a ring that activates it. There's a move, actually, to make that the law by 2006. Do you think that's a good idea?
I think it's a great idea.
But it'd be much easier to have the chip, though.
I think it'd be a lot easier to have the chip, because then you have the other advantages of having the chip. You cannot lose it. A ring, you can lose. The chip, you cannot lose. You don't have to worry about forgetting it if you ever were to take it off. You can also use the chip for other functions. It can be used as a payment system, as a credit card system. It can store all your medical information, the vast amount of information.
Now, have you been in obviously you've been in contact with Verichip, the company. I'd imagine they're pretty excited to have someone prominent with this VIP connection to be promoting this.
Yes. We have a very good working relationship. I'm actually taking on a distributorship here in the Benelux.
Did you know IBM really owns Verichip?
Okay, I haven't heard of that. Verichip is owned by the Applied Digital Systems Corporation.
Yeah, but the main creditors and some of the board controllers are IBM, which is interesting. I'm just saying a big technology company like that's
very... Okay, I wasn't aware of that. They're a major shareholder in ADSX. Okay.
Yeah, and at the same time, you know, the plant is in Beijing, China. Were you aware of that?
Yes.
There are also some shareholders in it. Now, sir, I know you're getting ready for a big night. If we can just spend maybe 10 more minutes with you, because I've got some other interesting questions about this.
Sure.
Are you going to have any of your dancing girls implanted?
Yes. I have a lot of people who are interested, several employees. What I wanted to do is I wanted to get some of our customers chipped, and we just this past Monday had three customers chipped, and next week on Tuesday I am scheduling another chipping session where I'll be chipping another six customers. I want to first get build up our customer database of people who have been chipped, and then I'll start working on the employees.
Now, we've gotten your press release. We're going to be posting that, but I wanted to know what type of perks, because I was hearing that some of the stuff at your club, your fabulous club, is free, so you get just really primo perks if you get the chip.
Right, exactly. If you install the chip, then you get free entrance. The entrance is normally €14, but with the chip you get free entrance, basically for the rest of your life, for the time that you've got the chip implanted. And also the chip costs €125, but what we do is person would pay the €125 for the chip, and then they automatically receive €100 credit on their balance to be put towards purchases in the club.
Now, I'm reading some quotes, some of the things you said. Did you say, quote, the chip will prevail in the future because in those times the people will use it as cash? And getting rid of the need for a credit card. I think that the first stage of microchipping of people has reached our country. This is being launched to appeal to young people in the first place.
Yes. That is a statement that I made, I believe, with a television program from Portugal. Yes, I believe wholeheartedly in the chip system. The biggest advantage of it is that you don't have to worry about carrying cards around with you. You don't have to worry about them getting lost, stolen, counterfeited. You got the chip with you at all times. You can't forget it, and nobody can steal it from you.
So that's an interesting statement. The chip will prevail, almost like it's a war.
Well, I'm not a fighter. I'm not going to start any more wars. The world has enough wars, but I believe very strongly in the chip, in that it perhaps could prevent wars.
We're talking to Conrad Chase, the director of the Baja Beach Disco Bars, and you direct the two bars or
yeah, we've got two, and there it's a large discotheque nightclub. The one here in Barcelona, we've got a capacity of 2,500 people, 205,000 customers, 2,500 customers, and the one in Rotterdam, Holland, also has a capacity of 2,000.
And then the others that are in England, those are another franchise, but they may. You just haven't talked to them yet, and you're talking about opening one in Cologne, Germany.
Yes, Cologne, Germany is on track to be opened the end of the summer, 2004.
Do you ever see a point in 10 years where if you don't have the chip, you can't get in the club?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. The people are embracing this technology. I'm flooded with people who want the chip to be implanted, and the only thing that's slowing me down from getting more people having the chip implanted is that it has to be done in a clean, sterile environment. It has to be done by a medical professional, so I have to schedule that during the day. It can be done at night in the
discotheque atmosphere. You're a perfect atmosphere, though. People are relaxed and happy, and I know Verichip has been opening offices here in the U.S. for implantation.
True.
And so you're now, part of the franchise, I guess. You're going to be a provider of this, so I guess you could put a little sterile office in there and have the folks line up.
It's true. It's something that I've been working at. The caution that I have with that is that I prefer to have my customers I prefer to have them sober. I don't want them to be out drinking. I mean, there are medical concerns if someone has consumed a great deal of alcohol. And then they're going to put in the chip because alcohol can thin the blood and could cause bleeding.
Well, let's talk more about that. You know, an Army War College document said that we're all going to accept the chip in the next few decades, thanks to media and, thanks to the culture. And so you do see a time in the future where you won't even be able to get in without the chip.
Yeah, I definitely see that. I see in the future that the chip will be embraced. Here in my club, but I believe also it can take the place of the passport. It could be a global passport that everyone on the planet would use this as a means of passport. The problem, the limiting factor is that people need to get over the Chicken Little, the sky is falling syndrome. The same thing that we went through with Y2K, that everyone went into a panic and predicted that there was going to be a huge blackout and whatnot. I think we've all seen that in the year 2000, the changeover from 99 to 2000, there were very few problems.
I don't know though, sir, if you can really compare those two. But I mean, certainly I can see that young people are going to be more open minded and are going to be embracing this. And I've seen that.
People in the next okay. Sorry.
No, that's okay, sir. I just want to understand something here concerning chip. Now, again, when you come in, the doors automatically open for you if you have the chip and a computer talks to you? Or
yes, at the current time, I have the hand reader implemented, and that can be used to identify the people and also to use the VeriPay system to deduct the money from their account. And in 1 month, the VeriChip Corporation is going to be coming, and they'll be installing the wall-mounted reader with the database and the computer and the monitor. It won't speak to you. It will display the information
on
a monitor.
Sir, now you seem to be really up on all this about how we're going to accept it. This will be the global model. Did you have discussions with VeriChip? Is this their idea, or did you?
It was all my idea. I take all the credit for it.
But I mean, your comments about this being the global ID and things. Did you discuss this with VeriChip, or was this their idea? Or?
Yeah, I have had in-depth discussions with Keith Bolton, the vice president of VeriChip. In fact, yesterday, just he and I were discussing it at great length, and I discussed the. My belief in the system, and also gave a little advice to him that there needs to be a second source of verification, for example, a retina scan.
On top of it. But, I mean, was Mr. Bolton talking about this global ID system?
Correct, yes. He is a very, very strong believer in it. He informed me yesterday that they are in discussion. I believe, I don't want to quote directly, but I believe that they do have a signed contract with the Italian government to implement a test of the VeriChip system installed in government employees for verifying their identification.
Also, a Bureau of Prisons contract a few years ago with California, but that fell through. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't hear about that. That's too bad that fell through.
What about special forces? I've been hearing the military is going to be getting this.
That's where I see the one of the largest advantages of this to be put in the military. I served in the military myself, and I know in the indoctrination process, you run through before boot camp, and you get your shots. And I can see this very easily being implanted in each soldier as they run through the indoctrination process. And instead of carrying dog tags, which was always a problem, that your dog tags would get lost or stolen, the tip never gets lost or stolen. It will always be with you.
Well, I'll tell you what, sir. I know you're very busy, but I've just got four or five other questions. We've got a quick three-minute break coming up. Can
okay.
we just do 5 minutes on the other side?
Sure, Alex. No problem.
Okay, thank you so much. We're talking to Conrad Chase. Just intriguing. And I've just got a few other final questions for him on the other side of this quick break. So he'll be with us for about 5 minutes to the end of the hour. We'll break here and come right back. So, again, please stay with us as we talk to Conrad Chase, the director of Baja Beach Disco Bars. Want a VIP? Got to get the chip. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart piece by piece and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
We're talking to Conrad Chase, the director of the Baja Beach Disco Bars in Europe, and he's now an Applied Digital Solutions Implantation Center. They're putting all that in, and they've been implanting the customers. During the break, I talked to you, Mr. Chase. You said you like that. If you want to be a VIP, got to get the chip. That might be a slogan for you later, huh?
I like that, Alex. It's very creative. I think I might borrow that if I may.
Sure, go ahead. It's all yours. But now. What's the Verichip, a PR line? It's there when you need it, or?
Yeah, we're there when you need it.
Now, let me just be honest with you here. You talk about Chicken Little scenarios.
Yeah.
I have to tell you that there is a global plan. As you said, you talked to Mr. Bolton, and the government's pushing this. And, you know, people talk about Germany with the papers, please, and this tracking and this controlling and having it to buy and sell. You think that's coming? I mean, you know, you said the TV show Big Brother's coming out to interview you. I mean, this is Big Brother, and this is a total control grid that's being put in, and I see it being pushed as a VIP thing so that the youth all go out and get it. What do you say to that?
Yeah, I think it's a technology that's there, and I'm a strong believer in taking advantage of the technology at hand. There are a great deal of advantages in using the technology, and I think people need to get over their fears and the like I used before, the Chicken Little fears.
But you're an American. You're an American. The founding fathers said, "Don't trust government. Limit its size. Have liberty. Have a Bill of Rights." And
right.
And you're saying you're not worried about that.
But then we created one of the best governments in the world, one of the best governments which can be trusted. And I believe you need to trust your government, and you need to trust technology. It's there. We have to use it.
Hey, let me ask you a question. What did you do in the military? I'm just curious.
I was in telecommunications.
Oh, telecommunications. So you were in communications?
Yes, I was. Yeah.
Did you do NSA work or anything?
Excuse me?
What type of work did you do?
In communications, it was I can't really get into it because it was not top secret, but secret classified information.
It was a
form of combat communications.
Well, I have to be honest with you. The road to hell is paved with good intentions, and I think you need to investigate Verichip and IBM, and you need to look at Applied Digital, and you need to look at the plant they built in China that you said you were aware of. And I think it's very scary for you to say no chip, you won't be able to get in the club, and you think that's somewhere we might be going, or having chips in our hands to have guns, or.
Sure. Well, I would never enforce it that stringently that you cannot enter my club without the chip. Definitely not. I do feel that is a.
All right, folks, that's it for the interview.
Idea,
you noticed that earlier he said that, oh, that's what's coming, that's what's going to happen, but then when we pressed him, oh, no. I read the official government plans back in 2000 to forcibly implant the entire population, and now they're conditioning us through these front companies. I have no doubt this guy isn't a government op. That so-called family that independently wanted to get it down in Florida, turned out they worked for the company. That was all staged. This is a staged event that's out of control. We'll get your responses to this. Condoleezza Rice's lies, the growing death toll, what's happening with Big Brother. In the third hour, your calls. When we get back immediately, before I end this hour, though, you want to learn more about the implantable microchip program, get Police State 3 Total Enslavement. We also covered it in 9/11 Road to Tyranny. Get my videos. Get them out to people. Wake America up. I've made 10 films, written a book, published a book. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our secure online shopping cart or call toll-free to order any of the videos at 1-888-253-3139. The people are going to be incrementally conditioned and brainwashed unless you get these films with the best tool we found. I authorize you to make copies to educate people. It's a tool that works. Use them. Take action. 1-888-253-3139 or PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. It is so important to get off the bench, get in the fight. Third hour coming up. Hope your station carries it because it's going to be absolutely jam-packed. Your calls, a ton of news coming up, so stay with us.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, their system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.